Radio HQ to the Chris Fade.
So I've rocked up to work just in my underwear.
Pretty Malik.
Don't listen to Chris.
And Big Rossi.
Want more food, yes.
Just stop.
The biggest prizes.
You just won! Yeah! 50,000 euros!
With the biggest stars.
Bassem Youssef.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Yo, what up? This is Usher, and I'm rocking with Chris Fade, man.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Let's get it.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE, gone 6 o'clock, June 12th. Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Good morning.
Hi, Nala.
Hello.
We're all here back in the show. The show that you need to know. Rossi's brought his glasses, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't forget them, which is good. Yeah, got them on.
I couldn't handle that you didn't have your glasses on, you see.
Neither just, could I. Couldn't see a thing.
Is it hard now? You need the glasses every day, right? You only started using spectacles a couple of months ago.
Spectacles.
Only when I use devices I really need them, but yeah.
Everyone together. Everyone together. Mm.
They have the downsides as well, you know?
Yeah, no, I wore glasses for like 12 years.
Yeah.
It was so good. After I did laser eye surgery like 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And it just was such a game changer because...
You could see.
the worst part about wearing glasses is when you're watching TV, there was two things for me. It was when you were watching TV and you were about to fall asleep.
Ah.
And sometimes you just want to fall asleep. But you can't. You got to take your glasses off.
So it disrupts that
and
process.
That motion of taking your glasses off and putting them on the side wakes you back up. I remember that always happening.
Well, I was all for the laser eye surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But he said I shouldn't do it.
Why?
Probably can't do it
maybe
for your, whatever
old.
Your number
yeah,
is.
Too old.
No.
He said the heat in Dubai, it's not good. I don't know if that was just a line, but...
Well, I don't know. My eyes have been...
He says if you get it done, you get bad headaches by your right-hand eye.
He's being annoying
be
now.
Be careful joking right now. There'd be people that are going to go get it. They're believing you.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying that because Chris has been having headaches. With
Yeah. It's just like... Yeah, thanks, Ross.
Yeah.
I said there was two reasons. The other reason was playing sport, like playing basketball.
All right, yeah.
I used to always have to wear like those
protective
ones. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar style old school lenses.
They're cool.
They're like ski goggles type. Yeah.
For some of you wondering why I never wore, I couldn't wear contact. I used to wear contact lenses, but then I damaged my eye.
Medical.
No, it's not medical. I'm just saying I damaged my eye. Where if you wear contact lenses, make sure you look after them because they can do massive damage if you don't know. Okay, we're on. We're back for a Wednesday. We've got the pop quiz coming up, which is great. And we've got the biggest YouTuber in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy.
Aussie
is going to be coming to join with us. He was hanging out with Mr. Beast. If you don't know Mr. Beast, Mr. Beast is the biggest YouTuber in the world. He got, with the power that he's got, he got the biggest YouTubers in the world together in a room. We don't know what they're doing.
We are definitely going to try to find out what they're doing, though.
So we've got Aussie. Aussie Madwa, he's going to be joining us. And we're going to find out why and what they got up to. And he's got 14 million followers.
Whoa.
Unbelievable. Honestly, unbelievable. Good on him. There's a lot coming up. Gossip, Pretty Malik. You've still got that to come.
Yes, I do. You're finally going to want to talk about Joe Jonas.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Wait till I tell you, Chris.
Okay.
I think you're going to be happy.
All right, we'll find out what's going on. Let's go. Help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. Should we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
0487155544. If you have got us on and you're hearing me right now, you're driving to work or you're driving to school or you're going to the gym, call me. I want to get you on. I want you to help us choose the next song that gets played right here on the Chris Fade Show this morning, all right?
Pick my hits.
Zainab is on the show. Hi, Zainab.
Hi, good morning. How are you all?
Aleyko salam, Zainab. We're doing well. What's going on? How's your Wednesday looking for you?
It's looking okay. It's my first day at work. So I resume today for another 6 days.
Hold on, what happened? It's your first day at work after what? It cut out.
After four days off.
Oh, you must work for the like airline industry or something.
Yeah. We've spoken before, Chris. I'm Zainab from Ittihad.
Not Zainab from Etihad. Now I know. Yeah,
Zainab. Oh, so you had the four. Now, so you got 4 days on. You said, or you had 4 days off. You said.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there we go. Is it hard? Is it hard doing like the days where you have to work like 6 days straight, then you get 4 days off, or is it easier?
No, I do two mornings, 7 to 7, two nights, 7 to 7, then 3.5 days off. But because of the Eid holidays, we are working extra.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the police are out on vacation. And then we get premium overtime, so that's good.
Oh, where are you based? Are you at Abu Dhabi Airport?
Yes, Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, Nala, you're going to be checking out that airport soon, huh?
Yes, I am going this Friday.
So nice. It's such a good...
I'm so excited.
It's like you step into 2038 when you walk into that airport.
I'm so excited.
Just all white.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, the Etihad stuff was so good because I was flying... When I flew last time when I went to the States, I flew out of Abu Dhabi Airport.
Yeah.
And I think I was flying Qatar Airways.
Mm.
And I had a bunch of bags with me. And the Etihad team, the staff, they came and helped me with my bags.
Oh.
And I said to them, guys, I'm not
flying. Oh, wow.
And I said, I'm not flying you guys. So, and I wanted, like, just to be clear, like, I'm not flying you guys.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. And they're like, no, sir. This is still our job. We want to help, and they helped
that's
me.
That's sweet.
Because I had the crews with me, and I was carrying one of the strollers and about 17 bags. And it was just so, that was so lovely
that's
of them.
Sweet.
I thought that was a beautiful service, you know. Z, let's help us choose the next song that gets played right now on Virgin Radio. Let's see how we do this. All right, we've got Nala. What do you want to hear this morning? You got selected yesterday.
Yes.
Which means we've got a new song.
Yeah, I'm excited to play this one. We haven't heard it in a while. It's All the Things She Said.
All right, thank you, Raw Pretty.
I'm gonna go with the Shireen remix we've heard on TikTok with Busta Rhymes. I know what you want, Sabri Ali.
All right.
My aim one day is to learn how to sing this song properly.
I think you can.
You need to teach me.
Rossi.
I want to hear some Will Smith, a.k.a. The Fresh Prince, please.
Oh, I came here tonight to hear the crowd go. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Tick, 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 boom.
Yeah. Zainab, I feel like you would have rocked out for this when you were younger. I love this song. It's been there for a while. I'd love you if you picked it. It's called My Immortal by Evanescence. There we go. Which song do you want?
I'm confused between Pretty Malik and Ross, but I'll go with Big Ross.
Yes! Thank you so much.
Take it.
Zainab, I love you.
I love you, Ross.
I love you.
All.
Take it.
Zainab, you're the best. And you know, Etihad was the first airline I flew.
Yo, you ready for me? Yeah, pump it up, Chris. I know every word to this song. This reminds me of like being with my cousin Nadim. Him and I, we were like probably, I don't know, 14.
Yeah.
This song came out. We thought we were Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, that's cute. Who was Will? Who was Jazzy Jeff?
I don't know. I think we just did every part. It was this song and Regulate that we just knew every word to.
And you just wrap around.
The fuse is lit and I'm about to go boom. Mercy, mercy, mercy me, yo. My love on the stage, but on the stage I'm free. Hyped up, wiped up, ready for wildin'. Standing in a crowd of girls like an island. I see the one I wanna say, come here, cutie. I flip her around and now I work that booty. Work the body, work the body. Slow down, girl, you're gonna hurt somebody. Hold up, yo, let's get one thing clear. There's only one reason why I came here. You wiggity wiggity diggity diggity, tell me what's up, yo. You wiggity wanna diggity diggity, tell me what's up, yo. You wiggity wanna diggity diggity, tell me what's up, yo. I came here tonight to hear the crowd go boom, shake, everyone. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Tick, 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 boom.
1993, Chris.
So, yeah, 13, 14, yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
You were 14 in 1993.
He was 13.
13. I wasn't even born. I was born a
couple of years ago. Like, what is that going to add? But what's that going to add to the substance of this story? Like, it was. But what was that for? Like, why did you have to say that? Are you calling Rossi old?
No.
Excuse me.
Because that's what you're doing, it seems.
I always say you're not old.
Have some respect for your elders.
Excuse me.
You just called yourself old.
Yeah. She's just disrespecting you, Rossi.
No, I'm not.
She called you old.
Wow.
The youth of today, they've got no class, no respect, nothing.
Well, I think... If you're talking about old, the first sort of song that I remember was like MC Hammer.
Can't touch this.
That was 1990. I remember I was like, wow, look at this. This is great.
Here we go.
But it's crazy how that is.
No, we don't want to hear from you, youngster. Could we get a point update, please?
She was giving us a compliment. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, because she's trying to back out of what she just said.
I'm not backing out. I said what I said.
Mm. Oh, okay. Rossi's on 10. Nala, you're on 11. I'm on 14. Chris on 17.
All right.
Back again tomorrow.
Back again, new songs, hopefully. Can someone choose my Immortal Evanescence?
No, mine.
Can I tell you what happened?
You just chopped me off, by the way. That was terrible.
What
that I chop was you off? Terrible.
Before the song, by the way. I was trying to pay a compliment to the lady.
No, not at all.
Yes, you did.
My Immortal, I was, when I chose my song, my Immortal, which
Chris,
this is my song.
Right? Now.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm letting
you're
everybody
begging.
Know what happened. Because you guys are all laughing at this. Course, we can't search. Why does our computer never work? We got a search system here and it doesn't work.
Because you have to wait for the little clock to stop spinning in the bottom right.
Yeah, just wait till it says finish.
Ready,
it has to say ready.
Yeah, so
it says analyzing.
How do you spell Evanescence?
It's right in front of you.
Come on.
All right. So the song that I chose was this.
That's not.
Well, that's the song I accidentally chose. What song I actually wanted was this.
No. It wasn't this.
No,
I'm telling you it's not.
This one. This is the one that I wanted. I was meant to choose this song.
This is such a good song.
Bring Me to Life, but I accidentally selected the other one.
I hate that song.
No, it's
Bring Me to
so
Life.
Good.
No, it's good.
And the music video keeps falling.
You were 13 when I came in. 6:26 for your Monday. I just did something there to see if anyone was listening to me, and none of you did.
You said 6:46.
I said what?
6:46.
No, I said 6:26 on a
Friday.
Nope.
Thursday.
Nope.
Wednesday.
Tuesday.
Nope.
Tuesday.
Monday.
Monday. No one of you picked up on that. That means you guys don't listen to what I'm saying.
I just tried to follow the leader.
We tried to turn off. From you now and again.
Okay. Mentor note, I've got that in the back of my head. There we go. Wednesday morning, 6:27.
Virgin Radio
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss your favorite bingeable series on Disney Plus. Watch new seasons of Grey's Anatomy, every episode of Modern Family, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
What you got?
50 Cent made sure he was front and center for a Diddy roast. In Miami. So there were these two comics who decided to do a Diddy roast, basically going in on everything that we've heard about Diddy and more. And 50 was hoping that Diddy would show up. Obviously, he's not going to show up to something like this. And 50 was just there waiting. And then Diddy didn't show up. So.
Yeah, I think Diddy's staying away from everyone.
Yeah,
he's hiding out somewhere. Adele is upset with Spanx, the company Spanx.
Why?
Because they're discontinuing a pair of Spanx that she's been wearing since she was 16. She's like, I can't find them anywhere. I'm struggling. I had to get it in the wrong size.
Oh, they're going to make it for
They're going to make it for
so
her.
She said this during her residency. She's like, I feel like I'm, what is it? Like a sausage encasing right now.
That's
it's
funny.
All in the wrong place, Spanx.
That's funny.
Bring it back. So, yeah.
She could have tried Kim Kardashian's line.
Spanx.
Spanx is better than Skims?
Spanx is the OG. I have Skims too, and it's really good. But Spanx is the OG.
Especially because the creator of Spanx flew all of her staff like first class somewhere when it went on the stock market. She's really nice to the employees.
Yeah. Spanx, so you're saying if you had the option, Spanx is better than...
I would guess.
Do you feel like there's something different about the Spanx?
Yeah, just the quality of it, I think, is different. Okay. It is one of the like OG brands
that. And price-wise, what's more expensive, Spanx or...
Ooh. I think
Skims, yeah, I think is more expensive.
Skims is more expensive. Than wow. Skims, I think. Spanx is like it's the OG, right?
It's the OG.
Family friends sell it here. They have the rights to it.
Kaylin,
yeah. Yeah. Oh. Kaylin, if you want to ever go get some Spanx, Kaylin has them in the best. In the mall. Who's that? Kaylin, you know the lingerie store? Women, you probably wouldn't know. It's a women's. Yeah. There's no reason
we
why.
Know. Yeah, we know.
Well, yeah, you should. You should be buying that for your...
Okay. Moving on. Thanks.
Not Spanx. I'm not saying your wife needs Spanx.
Oh, I'll tell her that.
But that's maybe it's okay to wear Spanx. Oh, my everyone wears Spanx.
We all wear Spanx.
There's Spanx for men, isn't there?
Yes, yeah,
I wore Spanx when I interviewed Tom Cruise.
Remember, you wore Spanx on stage at Redfest.
That's right. When we performed, they were Spanx, weren't they?
Yeah, well, I had it on, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. All right, there we go.
Joe Jonas has a new girl, and she's Lebanese.
Good on.
Now you want to talk about it.
Now we can talk about Joe Jonas.
Okay, so Joe Jonas was spotted with this girl in Greece, and everyone was like, who is this mystery girl? And then everyone zoomed in on the photo a little bit more, and it turns out it's Kuwaiti-born Lebanese actress Layla Abdullah. And she's quite famous right now.
Yeah, she's very famous in the Arab scene. She has a lot of great TV shows, and I love her, so this is perfect.
It's good these Jonas boys have gone a little bit like outside the realm. You know, one's with an Indian woman.
Yeah.
One's with a Lebanese woman.
Yeah.
Doing like, you know, a little white American chick somewhere. Like they've gone international.
That's good.
Sprinkled the flavors. Let them understand what's coming over on this side.
That's right.
Well
maybe
done.
Gives us more opportunity for us.
So it could mean that Priyanka Chopra and this Layla girl.
Yeah.
Could one day be sister-in-laws.
Yes. If the relationship
and the Jonas blood would have Indian and Lebanese in them. That's crazy. That's awesome. Imagine going over a family dinner there. The food would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
All right.
Should we talk Kevin Spacey?
Sure, hit me with Kevin Spacey. So Kevin Spacey, obviously, a lot of drama over Kevin Spacey over the last couple of years.
So should I give you the backstory of Kevin Spacey first?
Sure.
So basically back in 2017, that was the first time someone came out and accused him of assaulting them, right? Since then, over 50 accusers have come out to speak against Kevin Spacey and his abusers. Against him, saying he was abused.
Yep.
Now, the thing is, he's never been found guilty in courts for any of them yet.
So out of the 50 allegations or people accusing...
Not all of them have gone to court.
Okay.
He went to court in 2017, found not liable. Last July, he was in for 9 counts of assault in London, found not guilty. So now he's done this interview with Piers Morgan where he's actually admitted that he is guilty of, quote, pushing the boundaries and bad behavior sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's what he said in his words. And then later on, Kevin started crying because Piers was asking him what his living situation is. Have a listen.
Where do you live now? Well, it's funny you ask that question because this week, where I have been living in Baltimore is being foreclosed on. My house is being sold at auction.
Really?
So the answer to that question is, I'm not quite sure where I'm going to live now.
How much money do you have?
None.
What are you going to do?
Get back on the horse.
All right. Couple of things here.
Yes, go for it.
He's an actor. So whenever actors cry in interviews, I'm always like a little bit wary.
Are you? Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Because
I'll take that point.
They can do that.
Yeah.
They can turn it on. They're acting. I'm not saying that that's not real. Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm always aware of that. Secondly, how do you not have any money?
All the legal battles and he went through a divorce.
I get it, but
very expensive divorce.
You were a top 10 actor at one stage. Like you were making millions upon millions, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyway, if there's 50 allegations out there,
right?
You can't have them all like not guilty. That's weird,
right? Like I understand with the courts, we always say you have to listen to the law, right?
Agreed.
But 50 people have come out against this man.
But only 9 have gone to court and 9 have been acquitted. Like 9
only
are fine.
2 have gone to court.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's see if they keep coming. All right. Well, there we go. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home, guys.
Let's go.
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Is there like wind in the air? What's going on?
Yeah, it's quite windy today. Actually,
I can see it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that bad. My friends are in from Australia, right?
Yeah.
And they heard us on the radio go. We said something like, "It's it's pretty hot. It's pretty hot right now. It's obviously going to get hotter or something like that." They couldn't believe it. I said, what do you mean it's going to get hotter?
This is the beginning,
and
guys.
I'm like, this is, and don't you always feel like you're like, oh, yeah, you're... When you live here for a while and you've got guests coming in, you always go, oh, yeah, no, this is not hard. Just wait.
Yeah.
You're conditioned.
You know, like, but you're proud of that.
Yes,
like, oh, no,
agreed.
This ain't hot. Like, it's going to get hotter than this, guys.
I'm like, it goes up to 120, guys. You don't even know.
Yeah. We don't know what 120 is.
I say it to my friends,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because if I said 39, they wouldn't understand.
Why do Americans do that? Why?
I have no idea.
I don't think there's another country in the world that has
just us.
Different temperature. Fahrenheit. You guys use Fahrenheit?
The UK do, I think, as well.
You
no.
Think?
They do it both. They say both.
In what? Like on the radio, you'd say it's 120 degrees.
Yeah, and then you'd say 120 degrees Fahrenheit. But I think you say both, I'm sure. I don't know.
Nah. Anyone from
I
the
feel U- like everyone does
I'm not
Celsius.
Even from the UK, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong. And the reason why I say that is because Australia does degrees, and we do basically the same that England does. Highs of 32 degrees.
Yeah.
I don't even understand the difference between Fahrenheit and degrees.
What, like Celsius, you mean?
Celsius is what I do, isn't it?
Correct.
You guys do?
Fahrenheit. You said
so
I don't
what's degrees?
I feel like it's I feel like it's similar.
Chris.
What's degrees?
Hold on.
What's degrees then?
Degrees is the temperature.
Yeah, 36 degrees.
Is in Fahrenheit or Celsius?
Oh, why?
What do you
what's
mean?
What's the difference between the two?
Between Fahrenheit and Celsius?
Yep.
She doesn't know.
Fahrenheit is what I use. Celsius is what you use.
Yeah, but what is the difference? As in, like,
it's like a different. It's just a different way to measure the temperature.
Different, like metric system.
Yeah.
For the temperature.
Yeah.
Why would we have two?
I have no idea. So, like, for us, freezing is 32. Anything below 32 is freezing. But it makes sense in Celsius because it's zero. Like, freezing is zero. Makes sense.
Okay.
1 degree Celsius equals 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
So you're 32 always over. If we're zero, you guys are 32.
For some reason.
So if we're 32 degrees here, you guys would be 64. No, that doesn't make sense.
It's like a math thing situation.
This is very difficult. I'm now confused.
So when I first moved here and everyone would say the temperature, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, sure.
They'd say a temperature and be like, I don't know what that means. Should I be wearing a jacket?
Temperature in... So today is 29... It's 29 degrees right now in Dubai. But that would be, I'm trying to work it out here.
I'll tell you. So right now, in Fahrenheit, it's 91 degrees.
All right. So it's both degrees.
Yeah, degrees is the you know that little circle that you see on top when you write the temperature?
Yeah.
That's degrees.
Okay. So it's how much in yours?
91 right now.
All right. It's 91 degrees across Dubai, the UAE right now. Celsius, Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit.
Virgin Radio, UAE traffic, powered by Yas Island.
It's 91 degrees Fahrenheit. Do you have to say 91 degrees Fahrenheit?
Like, we don't say Fahrenheit because we know it's Fahrenheit. But if someone were to say something in Celsius, we would say it's in Celsius.
Wow, we're talking about the weather. This show's gone downhill. 24 kilometer hour miles winds.
24.
Does that make sense?
24.
24 kilometers per hour, these winds. They're going to get higher. What else have we got on the roads right now?
Just see, it's 15 miles per hour. Anyways.
Let's go! Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
104.4.
So it's all happening. The Euros are on, right?
Yeah, so it's kicking off this weekend. It happens every 4 years. Italy are the reigning champions, right?
Italy!
Yes,
are they really?
Yeah.
Now, Italy didn't make the World Cup, though, last year. Like, the last World Cup, right?
No.
So how did they not make the...
I don't understand how this whole football thing works anyways.
That's unbelievable.
So basically, the Euros are like every 4 years in between a World Cup, right? So... teams from Europe, countries from Europe go head-to-head against each other.
Is it the same team that they send to the World Cup? Like, it's the same player,
Yeah, there's a few different additions, but yeah, it's some core players in there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, England, anyway.
Again, what I'm just trying to say is, like, how do you win the Euro, but then you don't make the World Cup? That's
because they didn't get in the 2022 World Cup, so that gave them a kick up the behind.
Boom, boom.
And then they won the Euros.
Okay, so the Euros were after
that. So we're expecting Italy to do good in the next World Cup then.
Oh, no, hold on. No, that's wrong, isn't it? Because Wait there, hold on, just wait, because the Euros were when COVID was happening. Euros were when COVID were happening. So the Euros were in 2020, I think.
There we go. Anyone know football?
Yeah, that's right, the Euros were in 2020.
Rossi is our football guy, but he just missed
the Euros were in 2020, because it's 4 years ago. There you go, yeah.
Thanks, you're just stating now when what year they're on.
Every 4 years, yes.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
I'm so lost. What are we doing, guys?
What are we arguing about?
I don't even know.
I forgot what we've argued about now.
I said that they got a kick up the behind, but they didn't get in the 22 World Cups. So that can't be.
Oh, just get Charles on. He'll
They won
Charles,
in 2020.
Mate, yeah. I mean, it's really bad.
Rossi, you're making a big hash of this.
Right, go.
Tell me.
There's a cycle. So you have the Euros, and 2 years later, you have the World Cup.
Got it.
Which is what I said,
Okay, wait, let him talk. Hold on.
But Italy won the Euros, but they still have to go through qualification for the World Cup. So just because you won the Euros doesn't mean you're automatically in the World Cup.
I didn't say
that. You've still got to qualify, they didn't get out their group.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so they even though they won the Euros, their team was not strong enough to make it through the qualifying for the World Cup.
Yeah, they got beat by Macedonia, didn't they? Which was a bit of a shock.
Now, and it was 2021 it was played. I think you said 2020 or 2020.
But it was like a COVID thing, right? So technically it was still the 2020 champion. Mm. Right, Charles?
Yeah. All right, well, I'm completely lost here. But the Euros are happening this weekend. What we're going to do in the next 20 minutes, just after the pop quiz here, Rossi's got all the teams ready to go.
Okay.
He's cut them all up. Now, we're all going to select. We're going to have our own little, what do you call these things?
Sweepstake.
Our own little sweepstake on Virgin Radio.
Okay.
However, we're also going to get you guys that listen to the show an opportunity to choose a team.
Okay.
All right. Now, whatever team actually wins the Euro wins a prize.
Okay.
Is that good?
I'm down with that.
Sounds good.
Charles, let's make sure we get Charles back on.
Yeah, Charles is
because Charles will give you a team to choose from, okay?
Thank you so much. Right, hey, Rossi, by the way, he wasn't bagging you out, just helping out.
Yeah.
No, he was bagging you out.
He's just trying to make sure he
totally
can.
I was bagging you out. I totally was bagging you out.
Okay, not in the sweep.
Virgin Radio.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio
104.4.
Morning.
Money.
The Chris Fade
Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz.
On Virgin Radio, powered by
Rack
Bank.
Let's get it.
Ow! All right, Karen, you got on. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Karen?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You ready to win some money?
Am.
Are you sure? I need to feel it, Karen. Listen, when anyone gets on the Pop Quiz, I need energy.
All right,
because when you give it out, it comes back to you.
Don't upset Karen, please.
No, I'm not upsetting Karen. I'm just saying.
Don't make me any more nervous than I'm already am.
Oh, she's nervous. Okay, all right. Okay.
Are you South African, Karen?
Yes, I am.
It's funny. The South African only came out now. I felt like initially you sounded like you were from England, and then all of a sudden it went straight South. It was like, wow. What do you do here?
Oh, okay.
What do you do?
I'm a nursery teacher.
Aww.
Oh, love it.
Little nursery.
You have a beautiful, like, calming voice. Which
nursery teachers.
I'm good.
Yeah.
They got it. Okay. I mean,
You have to be, right?
Could you be a nursery teacher with, like, hello, everyone?
No, you need to be, like, calm. And, like, nice.
You need to be able to regulate your voice. You need to sometimes have that kind of voice and other times use a more gentle voice.
I cannot imagine you angry, Karen.
Tell us off. Go on.
No, pretend we've done something wrong, Karen.
Cannot.
Let's hear the, like, the we've been misbehaving. Let's hear that voice.
I don't have that kind of voice, even at school.
Ignore Mr. Creep over there.
What are you talking about? You're the creep for even thinking
Ignore
that.
Him.
You guys need to stop it.
So, like,
what a creeper.
You
stop.
I literally was innocent by saying, talk to me like
Tell us off.
Talk to me like
you said that.
What a weirdo.
You said it first.
Hold on a second. I literally just said, talk to me like I've been misbehaving, which is a very innocent thing to say. And Rossi, the immature
5 years old.
Strange man, you.
Karen, I think I need your help in the studio.
So let's go. Rack Bank's ready to go. We're ready to go. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to them, okay? You ready to go, Karen?
Okay. Yes, Sam.
Here we go. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Playing for 10,000 dirhams on the Chris Fade Show. Your 60 seconds starts right now. Who sings the song Say So in Agoura Hills?
Oz.
Which tennis player won the 2017 Australian Open while pregnant?
Oh, Oz. No idea.
Who is Stormy Webster's mum?
Kylie Jenner.
In which country was hip-hop created?
America.
Rishi Sunak is the Prime Minister of which country?
England.
The Harlem the Harlem Globetrotters are associated with which sport?
Basketball.
Who sings the songs Adore You and Sign of the Times?
Harry Styles.
Which TV series based on George R.R. Martin's books concluded in 2019?
Game of Thrones.
Which Formula One driver? Time is up. Time is up. You got 600 dirhams cash, though. Congratulations!
Good. Good, 600 I didn't have before.
That's right.
Exactly. Doja Cat sings Say So in Agoura Hills. Serena Williams, and this is the question I want to come back to in a moment, was the Australian Open winner whilst pregnant. That would have
Australian.
Australian Open winner, Serena Williams, yeah, while she was pregnant. 600 dirhams Thanks. Cash with Rack Bank is all yours. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
And you're welcome, Karen. There it is. It's back tomorrow at 7:10 right here on Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Okay. Serena Williams won the Australian Open while she was pregnant?
So back in 2017, this was January 2017, right? The Australian Open. So just before the tournament started, she took a pregnancy test as a joke. Like there was banter between her friends. She's like, I'm not pregnant. And she took the test and she found out she was pregnant right before the tournament started. So she played the tournament, won.
Oh my God.
And she was like, I don't know what to do because I wanted to win Wimbledon as well. But she was pregnant.
How? I mean, and playing at the Australian Open, it's really hot.
Like, oh, yeah, because that's
it's
summer,
like 31
right?
degrees and it's hot and sunny. And she's playing. I wonder if, like, yeah, did everyone know that? Did we know that when she was playing?
No, we had no idea.
So her kid also won the Australian
Open.
That's
right, yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that cool?
Kid won the Australian Open. She was, man.
That's why she's the GOAT.
What a beast. Well done, Serena Williams. Well, today is also a very special day for a huge community that live here in the UAE. You guys are always so, I mean, hardworking, joyful, and just nice people. And I'm talking about the nation of the Philippines.
Yeah.
Yay! Honestly, it is Independence Day for the Philippines. So what I want to do right now is play a little bit of the Filipino national anthem.
Yes. Yay!
To all our Filipino community across the UAE and across the world as you celebrate 78 years. Happy Independence Day, Philippines. I already got it.
Okay, okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
This is called Hinirang. It's a good anthem. If you're from the Philippines, give me a call right now. I want to hear from you. 04-871-5544. Celebrating your nation this morning. 78 years Independence Day for the Philippines.
It's very like,
yeah, it's
royal.
Yeah, it's a good anthem.
Right. Yeah,
right. It's a good anthem, right?
Like, I could feel the pride.
Man, all our Filipinos are calling with their radios up. Hello, good morning.
Lilia.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Independence Day.
Thank you so much.
Aww. How was that? How was it hearing your anthem on the radio now? Oh, that's nice, yeah. Say that again, sorry?
I'm proud of my country.
Oh, aww. Good. Now you said you're proud of your fellow Cabayans, right?
Yes.
Now, I always hear Cabayan. What does that actually translate to?
Cabayan means fellow men.
Fellow men. Oh, okay. There we go. Yeah. My Cabayans. Well, listen, thank you so much for listening to Virgin Radio as well. We appreciate you. It's important. It's important that we have you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Love the Filipino community. Amud, you were celebrating as well. Is that right? No, all our phones have just dead.
Oh, my gosh. What happened?
All our phones just died, I think.
What just happened?
We have too many Cabayans calling at the same time.
Yes, it's true.
I know, really. I think that's what's happened.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see if I can get these reset. All right, I got it reset. Ivy, you're celebrating as well today?
Yes, I'm celebrating the Independence Day and my birthday as well.
It's your birthday! It's your birthday! Do you guys do anything for Independence Day? Like, do you celebrate? Do you have a family gathering or anything like that?
Actually, we just, back in the Philippines, we're just on a... It's a holiday. It's a public holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys do the same as birthdays? Because I know in the Philippines, if it's your birthday, you have to pay for everyone to come to your birthday. You buy
that's,
the food and drinks.
That's true, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So
it's the same in India.
Same in Syria.
What? On your birthday?
You buy everything for everyone?
Oh. Like when I was younger.
Yeah, people on your birthday.
Yeah, yeah, that happens in India as well.
Same. So it's your birthday, you tell everyone, let's go out for lunch.
You treat everyone.
You pay for everyone.
When you're younger, yes, you go out, you book the place, that's you weird. Book the food and everything. When you're older, cool. It's a bit different.
It's not cool.
Well, I suppose it can get quite political if you don't get invited to the party, really.
Why?
Why are we talking about birthdays when it's Independence Day?
It's a celebration.
I see, okay. Yeah. I was just wondering how we got there.
It's just Rossi. It's where he wants to take it.
That's where I want to take it.
Follow me. Come with me.
I got you.
Yakulu. Whereabouts in the Philippines are you from?
Yeah. I'm from Philippines, Manila.
Happy Independence Day.
Thank you. I'm so happy, and my co-Filipino driver here.
Yeah, Cabayan, fellow Cabayan. See,
yeah, Cabayan.
See?
Yeah, that's good, Chris. Yeah. Well done. That's
no,
really good.
Don't say anything.
That's really good. So, whereabouts in Manila you're from?
From Rizal.
I once stayed in the H2O hotel. Yeah. It was really nice. The H2O hotel, it was great.
Rizal is where the celebrations will be, right? Rizal Park?
Yeah. We are celebrating there.
That's cool. That's
all right.
Awesome.
Well, we just want to say again to all our Filipino community across the UAE and across the world, happy Independence Day. Woo-hoo! 78 years.
Thank you so much.
And this song is for you. It's Manila Hot Dog.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, Filipino, you know it.
Yeah.
Parang babaeng
ang hirap. Talagang.
Go on, Chris.
Malalmutan.
Beautiful.
Don't do it, Chris.
Don't do it. Don't try it.
Don't do it.
Come on.
I got this. I've been practicing. Ang aking laging, laging pinabalakan.
Just stop, please.
No, I got this.
The chorus is the best bit.
Everybody,
ready,
here we go.
Ready.
Manila. I keep coming back to Manila.
Yeah.
Simply no place like Manila.
Who sings
Manila? I'm coming home.
Hot dog, I think.
Yeah, hot dog.
At the streets of San Francisco.
Sing it, Crystal.
Trying to ride in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Dated a million girls in Sydney.
Somehow I feel like
I don't belong. Sarap sa tenga,
mga jeepney mong nagliligaw
niya,
mga babae mong nagdagadahan.
Bring
Manila.
I keep coming back to Manila.
Hey. Yeah, we just celebrated Independence Day for the Philippines. I said they're celebrating 78 years. Mm-hmm. That's what Google says.
It says, how many years of independence in the Philippines?
Well, we're getting a message from people saying, Chris, it's 126 years, not 78.
Because it says the Philippines finally became independent on July 4th, 1946.
I'm going to call one of them back.
And then it says the president changed it in 1964 to June 12th. The date.
Oh, I just want to make sure that we got those. Because, you know, it's Happy Independence Day to the Philippines, by the way. We played the anthem and everything on the radio. We love you guys. Thank you for just doing what you guys do. Just a joyful, joyful community of people. Pretty good basketball players as well, I've got to say.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And, you know, not bad at boxing. You know, Manny Pacquiao. Manny's
he's coming back.
I'm just seeing if this person, because this person that's WhatsApp me has said, here we go. Hey, it's Chris Fade. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so we want to get down to the bottom of this. What's your name?
Yeah. My name is Ara.
All right, Ara, so you're saying it's 126 years of independence.
Yes, it is 126.
So on the internet, it's everywhere it says 78. So what's going on?
I'm not sure about what's going on. I say the news also, it says 126 years.
Where does it say that?
Okay, hold on.
I have paid you the link.
On where? On where?
In the UAE National News.
So when I go to Google, I say, how many years of independence? Independence.
Very confusing.
Because 1946 is
Philippines. Now I type that in and it says, June 12th marks the 126th anniversary.
Oh, 26.
Who's...
But look, I showed you exactly what I said.
I just said how many years of independence is Philippines, and it comes up 100.
Exactly what I wrote. Exactly. Read what it says up top.
And so why did you get the other one?
I don't know.
Because yours is in Fahrenheit.
Yeah, yes.
And that's why, because Americans always change it.
I wrote how many years of independence, Philippines, and it said 78 years. So what? I don't know.
No, that's Rossi's age.
Oh. You're older than me, though, mate. So how does that work?
126 years. Well, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for clarifying
that. Apologies for that.
126 years. We took a few years away.
Yeah. That's a lot. 126 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can I just say, though, you are right. There's an article from AP News right below it that says 78 years of independence for the Philippines finally became independent July 4th, 1946.
See? And then, yeah, it was July 4th, 1946, and they used to celebrate it on the 4th of July. And then in 1964, the president at the time changed it to June 12th.
So why?
Because they were the...
Here we go. Here we go, Russ.
It was Spain first, wasn't it, that they were overtaken by Spain?
Correct.
And then overtaken by Japan, I think, during World War II. So is that the reason?
Or maybe when they moved it to July 4th.
No.
They called it from then.
Okay, so if anyone from the Philippines... If anyone is from the Philippines that can actually clarify this, because if you do go onto Google, it does actually have two different years. It says 78. Like, I'm reading an article from AP, which is AP News. It's not like a small...
Associated Press.
Yeah, it's not a small publication, which is saying, and this was published only 22 hours ago, it says, 78 years of independence, the Philippines finally became independent on July 4th, 1946. Now, above that, there is an article that states that the Philippines is celebrating 126 years.
Yeah, so it's the when the Spanish were there.
Yeah, but what...
But what was then in 1946?
I get that.
Japan.
Yeah, but why are we getting two different...
Because they went independent gained independence twice.
I don't want to hear it from Ross, just in case, because we know with your info can sometimes be wrong.
So can yours.
I agree. That's why I'm asking. For the Philippines, May, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right. May, you can help us out here. Tell us what's going on.
Okay. So, a little bit of history here. Okay. As everybody knows, we have been colonized by the Spaniards, or by the Spanish era.
Okay.
So in June 12, 1898, which is 126 years ago,
The first independence was declared from the Spanish colonial era. And then, you know, the Americans and the Japs took over because of the World War and the World War II. And that's when another independence day happened. But the official one was the original one, which is June 12,
1898.
There we
go. Thank you so... Now, I got to say, Rossi was right. I've got to give Rossi the credit. Rossi got it right.
Thank you.
Rossi got it right. There it is.
Some of the surnames and stuff are quite Spanish, though, in the Philippines. Am I correct in saying that? Like, it looks a little bit Spanish sometimes, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, but even the language, even the... Because Brianna, my wife, is obviously speaks Spanish, and Virginia and Auntie speak Tagalog, and there are so many words that they realize are so similar.
Wow.
You know, when they're speaking, so... All right, well, there we go. So we've clarified that. We know how many years we are celebrating the independence. That is 126 years of the Filipino community. So lots of love, mate. I hope you have a little bit of celebration today or do something special, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, there it is. Well, I'm glad we did that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got to
We learned something.
We learned something today. Yeah. Everybody wanted the Philippines, it looked like, huh?
Yeah. You need to go to the Philippines. It's beautiful.
I know. Yeah, I know.
You'd really enjoy yourself.
And they do really good scuba diving. I want to go scuba diving there because it's supposedly some of the best in the world. What are you laughing at?
Every time you say scuba diving, I just keep thinking about you having the whole reason why you got into scuba diving, and it just makes
me
laugh.
Whatever. All right. Well, there we go. Once again, happy Filipino Independence Day. Euros are upon us. The football. Yeah, the football Euro Cup. That's it's pretty crazy. It's already here. It's happening this weekend. It kicks off.
Yes.
How many teams are involved, Ross?
24 teams, Kristen. First game is on Friday night, Germany versus Scotland. Being held in Germany is the competition, so... best of luck. I will be supporting Scotland.
Why don't you support England?
I do support England, but I also support Scotland.
If England and Scotland were in the final, who would you go for?
England.
Okay.
My dad is Scottish, though.
Fair enough. What we're going to do right now is we're going to do a country sweep. Now, what does that mean? That means we're all here in the studio going to randomly select one of the 24 teams. That's going to be our team that we're going to have to support for the entire Euro Cup.
Oh, no.
Here all right. And then we're going to get you guys to call us right now. You can have one of the teams.
Yes, we'll pick one for you and tell you what it is. But Preetam, you need to be on it. You need to write down the numbers of each person, okay? And their name. Write down their numbers.
Preetam is answering our phones at the moment, so thank you so much. Doing a great job.
He's very good.
Replace Busma for the time being, so thank you, Preetam. Thank
doing
you.
Just as well.
Yeah, doing a good, great job. Remember Busma?
Oh, Basma.
All right, moving on. That's enough.
She's totally forgot us.
Yeah, she sent me a message once, nothing, right?
That's it, she's disappeared.
She got herself off the WhatsApp group like within a second.
Okay, anyway. Kristen, you're the main man here. It's the Chris Fade Show, so I do believe that you should go first.
It's not good to go first.
Do we have a prize?
Yeah, what's the prize, Ross?
Make it a good
one. What if one of us is going to win? So what do we win?
Okay, the prize is if you win, you get to come and co-host the show with us.
I like that. Okay, cool.
Come on, you can't just invite someone to come and do the show with us.
I like that idea.
And if one of us wins...
If we win, what? We get to co-host our own show.
We get the day off?
It's another day at work.
We get the day off?
Yeah, yeah, actually, that's it.
We get a day in lieu.
There you go, there you go, there you go. You get to come and co-host the show.
I hope you win, Russ.
And I'll look in the prize cupboard and see what I can gather together.
Okay, cool. Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Do you want to go first, Chris Fade?
I'm playing the official Euro 2024 song right now, One Republic and Medusa. It's a good song.
Fire.
Okay. All right, so call us right now, 04-871-5544, and you will be randomly select a team for Euro.
Okay, right? Go.
You got to call us.
Okay, Chris, you want to go first?
Yeah, pick a team. Come
okay,
on,
let
go,
me
go,
go first.
Come on.
I don't know if it's good to go first or like
not. Doesn't matter.
Just grab one. You'll get some prizes. I'll sort out a prize or two.
What
for
do you
the
have?
Winner.
Who do you got? Who do you have?
Who have you got?
The Hungary.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Chris. No chance I'm going to win it, is there?
Rossi, go.
Come no. On, Ross. Chris Fade is in there. I'll
Can
go.
Can I have another go?
No. You're such a sore loser.
They might win.
You can get a day off, no problem. You're always taking days off.
Like.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad one.
What'd you get?
I've got Croatia.
Croatia. Ooh. Okay, Nala, go.
Croatia.
There we go.
Can I have another go?
No.
What's his name still playing?
Ukraine.
For? Ukraine.
Oh, well done. That's okay, wait. One. Slow down.
Ukraine are good?
I got it. Yeah.
They're good at football?
There's some good players for Ukraine, yeah.
Jenny.
My team is
Slovenia.
Oh, Luca.
Slovenia. Yeah. You're not winning.
Yeah. All right, call us right now. 04-871-5544. You can choose your own team. Where's Jenny?
Jenny.
And give one to Preetam, can choose one as well.
Will he still be here?
She's here.
Yeah, of course he will.
Okay.
Jenny, who are you going for? Nice and loud into that microphone.
Belgium.
Oh!
No, Jenny has to say it. I didn't hear Jenny. I only heard Pretty say it.
Belgium.
Could you choose one for Preetam?
Yeah, choose one for Preetam.
We're choosing one for you.
Yeah. And if you still...
Spain.
Preetam and Jenny have got...
All right. Now, Charles. Charles is back on. Hi, Charles.
Hey, guys.
I'm choosing for you, Charles.
For me.
I'm choosing
Charles
for you.
Charles is going to do it.
Charles, do you want to swap with me with whatever you get?
No. No one is allowed.
Okay. Charles, you got... Denmark.
Ooh.
Are they any good?
They're not winning.
All right.
Okay,
so Charles got Denmark. Call us right now, 04-871-5544. We'll select a country for you, whatever you get. If it ends up winning the Euro Cup, the Euros, you will get a prize, all right?
Yeah.
So we've done seven already.
Tatulu.
Tatuli.
All right, Tatuli, this is your country I'm selecting right now. You got a Czech. Is it Czech?
Czech Republic.
Czech. Why does it say it like that?
Like what?
Just says that.
I don't know.
I think they've changed the name, like Tekia, maybe.
Okay, well, there you go. That's yours. We're keeping everyone's numbers and names. Nazi, hello?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, brother. Okay. Here we go.
Do you want me to tell you who we've got left?
No. Let me see who you got. Let's see. I've randomly selected one. Oh, you got Germany.
Germany.
The host nation.
Good luck, mate. Do you want me to swap? Do you want a Hungary?
No one is allowed to swap with Chris.
Why?
Because it's not fun then.
Kevin.
Yeah, hi, guys.
All right, Kevin, you ready for me to select your team?
Yes, okay.
Good luck.
England.
You have got... Georgia.
Sorry, Kevin.
Sorry. Georgia. Not winning.
Sorry, Kev.
All right. Myra. Hi, Myra.
Hello.
All right. You ready for your team?
Yes.
Okay. Good luck. Myra. Myra.
Mm.
Yes.
You're there, right? You're here.
She's there.
Yes, I'm here.
Myra, you got England.
Whoa!
Oh. Are they the favorites?
Do you want to swap, Myra? I'll give you Hungary.
No.
I'm going to keep this.
Yeah, okay. Don't listen to Chris Fade. He's always bagged out England. He doesn't need England. You're not allowed England.
Okay, I'm going to do one more. Last one.
Okay, go.
Okay, Omar, hi.
Hi.
All right, brother.
Portugal's still in there. France, Netherlands.
All right, here we go. This is yours, Omar. Good luck. Oh, Omar.
What?
Portugal. Is yours. Well done.
I wonder if Ronaldo's getting a game. I don't know.
There we go. Omar, that's a good team to have, Omar. Well done.
Awesome, thanks.
All right, brother. Well, we've got everyone's names and numbers. We're going to keep selecting these off the radio.
Yeah.
And then the winning team that wins the Euros, if that's your team, you get a prize. You come into the studio, you co-host the show, and Rossi's going to organise a prize for you.
Yeah.
Done. It's Virgin.
Let's go! Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
Where's Nala gone? She does that all the time.
It's because of the mic.
Yeah, but she just disappears.
No, she just said goodbye.
I wonder,
to
where'd
me.
You go? I was checking. Where are you going? Stay with us. Just hang out. Like, you're part of the show.
She's got things to do.
Can we not argue in front of our guests?
Yeah, it's all right. He's like, it's like family. It's okay. Not really, is it? He's a new guest.
Yeah, he's never met us, and this is the introduction he's getting.
I've met.
Feels like Monday at home, Monday night at home.
Good. One of the best YouTubers in the world, and gentlemen, and a nice guy as well, which I like being able to say that because there's a lot of YouTubers that aren't nice. Oh. He's nice, and he's one of the greatest out of the Middle East and around the world. Please give a big round of applause. Aussie Marmaj with us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that was quite the introduction. Now you set the bar so high, man.
That's good. It's all true, brother. It's all true. Right. 14, is it 14 million subscribers?
It's across everywhere, Instagram, YouTube, around 20. Around 20, yeah.
Excuse so, you.
Across across all the platforms, 20 million. Around 20 million. How many on YouTube?
On YouTube, across around 10 million.
That's unbelievable, man. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so for people that obviously know you, they know you. For people that don't know you, how did it all start for you?
Okay, so this is actually a pretty cool story. I started behind the scenes on one of the biggest channels before in the Middle East. It was my brother's channel. They were the Anasala family, now known as the Anasala family in LA. So I was actually filming, editing, and writing a lot of their stuff. And then one day I was on camera, and then people were like, maybe we like this guy on camera. And then I started a channel. It was at around 400,000 subscribers before the first video was even posted.
No way!
Okay, so hold on. Did you get the 400 because what your brother was doing?
Because I was appearing on the other channel. That's crazy. Yeah, so before
you had a video, before you had anything posted on YouTube, you already had 400,000 people waiting.
Yes, now, exactly.
You know, one thing that you got to understand was when you say 400,000, just picture a stadium.
Yeah.
All right?
Like eight stadiums.
Yes.
It's a big number.
It's crazy.
It's no joke. Yeah.
Were you nervous to hit upload video?
Yeah, because the thing is, I had to basically practice and train in front of like a million views per video, you know, whereas a lot of people who start off, they practice in front of like 300 people,
you work 20 towards people.
Exactly. Oh. But then I was making mistakes in front of a million people, then whatever, a million and a half. So the comments, imagine the negative comments, except multiplied by like a million, you know?
But you're always going to get it, like, you know, in YouTube negative comments, I find, are like the best. Like, it's like where the real crazies sit. Like between X, Twitter, and YouTube, I think there are very balanced, crazy bits of negative.
Yeah.
How do you deal with them? Like, and do you just, I mean,
no,
do you
ever? I mean, listen, like, there's, you learn to be able to tell them apart. There's the negative that's just they're having a bad day and they just want to, you know, like throw it somewhere, so they put it in your comment section.
Yeah.
But then there's the people who genuinely want to see you, like, you know, improve, do better. Then you can just tell them apart. You take the ones that are actually trying to help. You take them seriously. The other ones you just brush them away and then just move on with your
Now,
life.
from a family point of view, obviously the family's now in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You did graduate law?
Correct.
You did all the whole law thing.
So I did. So I actually graduated from Canada in law. And in Canada, law is one of the most difficult things to study because it has like an acceptance rate of like 3 or 4%.
Wow.
So funny thing is, when I was in my, so basically you have to do 3 or 4 years of undergraduate degree, then you have to go do 3 other years of law school.
Yeah.
So luckily enough, I started doing well or going viral on YouTube in the 5th year of this.
Okay.
If it happened earlier, I might not have graduated, but
so,
luckily it was towards the end, so I got the degree, gave it to my mom. Mom, there you go.
Mama, I did it?
Yeah.
And she's okay with this?
She crossed
the point now where she realizes...
Yeah.
That
exactly.
You've done well. I mean, you're making more money doing this than being a lawyer, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Yeah, okay, you can say it.
He
makes lawyers look poor, people.
Now you're making me say. You're making me blush now.
No, but like, was there a moment? Because I know with my family, when I was doing radio, I'm Lebanese. My parents, we grew up in Sydney, but they were like, they weren't sure about radio. Like, like it's a hobby. Are you sure you want to? But then there came a point in my career where they were like, this is actually a profession. It's working. And now they were happy and proud. Mm-hmm. Did you have that same little crossover?
Yeah. And the thing that made it easier is my older brother actually got all the, you know, the bad stuff. Because they had to go through all that emotions with him. And then with me, it was just like,
they're used to it.
I mean, excellent. Go ahead. Go for it.
Have you overtaken your brother's channel?
In what do you mean?
As in, who's, do you guys look at each other and go, who's got more
not
views? You got
really,
more views on
not
this one?
Really. You know what? A lot of people ask that, and not really, because now he's over in LA,
so he
kind of like left this field, you know. So now I'm playing in this field, and now he's playing in the
other
the
field,
English
okay.
channel field. So we just, whatever he's learning there, he pushes to me, and whatever
I'm
learning
that.
Here, I push over to him. You know?
So what's your combined followers like when you combined all you and your brother's numbers together?
It's
a country
a lot because
it's a couple of countries.
Yeah, I mean, because they're a couple, and then they have two kids, and the kids have more followers
than
some countries.
We're probably looking at like close to 40 million.
of plus four, probably yeah. like 60,
isn't that unbelievable?
Million.
Like
that's insane.
To understand and when you put things into perspective again, this is why, you know, so much of like social media and what these guys do is important. Mm-hmm. When the Grammys or the Oscars are on, right, when these big TV shows are on, yeah. they get happy when they get like 4 million yeah. viewers watch yeah. the Oscars. Yeah. That's You're crazy. Dropping videos on YouTube that are getting 10, 20, 30 yeah. million views,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and that's I think that's where the world is kind of now starting to see that, because they're seeing there's so much influence in social media that yep. people are starting to take it more and more seriously.
For sure.
Whereas many years ago, they just looked down on anything.
Of course. It was like, look at these influencers exactly. and these social media guys doing yeah. what they're doing. They yeah. don't know yeah. what they're doing. It's not going to yeah. last.
Did you see yeah. like loads of influencers were invited by Will Smith for the Bad Boys premiere?
Yeah, I was actually on the private jet.
Are you on the, yeah, you're there?
There was the yeah. private, oh, wow. So there was the premiere.
Sorry, Rossi, he doesn't do research. Yeah. He doesn't look into research.
That's fine. Yeah, so we had, there was the premiere on day one. Day two was actually a private jet.
Yeah, right.
So it was a private jet from Dubai to Riyadh, where we watched the first ever Hollywood premiere in Riyadh.
Riyadh.
Wow. So cool, right?
Yeah, yeah, so we were with Will Smith. It was myself and two other influencers. And it was crazy. Like yeah. Will Smith was sitting with us on a private jet for 45 minutes, just chatting about absolutely nothing. No cameras, nothing.
Love that.
Showing us cool. behind the scenes of his new movie. It was crazy.
I think so that's cool. the future of movie. We were talking about it, right? How that's the future of movie promotions these days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's doing so well. Like they're he doing killed it. The movie did it.
All right, you were hanging out with Mr. Beast. He's the world's number one YouTuber. Yeah. I want to find out exactly why you were there. We're going to see what we can get more from Aussie Modwa, who's hanging out with us on Virgin Radio. We're going to do it.
Why?
There's the X-Files music, which means Rossi has just disappeared.
We have a guest.
Mid-interview.
We have a guest.
Mid-interview. Just sit. You just, Nala, take over.
Yeah, just I'll sit there, Nala.
Him, call him.
Just take over.
Just sit there, Nala.
No, call him. Leave him. He's just, who's let that? Him. No,
he's
going to
miss out on the story.
Yeah,
yes, this is the, we've been waiting for this moment.
So, okay, Aussie Modwa with us, more than 20 million followers, subscribers on all platforms, no matter where it is, but a lot of it comes out of YouTube. Mm-hmm. Mr. Beast, yeah. Now officially the world's number one YouTuber,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir, yeah.
And, hold on, he's back now.
Where are you?
Sorry about that, Aussie, I had to go to the bathroom.
That's fine. That's
I've got
fine.
A bit of a dodgy tummy at the moment.
Right.
That's information. Sorry, man.
I'm so embarrassed.
You could see that.
Sorry, brother. Sorry, man.
That's fine. Still like...
Sorry. Okay, so Mr. Beast is the world's number one, officially, he got that title a couple of weeks ago, the world's number one YouTuber.
Correct.
The content that he puts out is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You here do similar type of content when it comes to pranks and stunts and games and all that, which is fantastic. Now, he invited the world's top YouTubers.
Mm-hmm. Top 50 YouTubers.
Top
so,
50.
Yeah, so what he said, what he did, he invited the top 50 YouTubers in the world. He flew them all over to North Carolina where they're based.
Hold on. I want to just stop for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
How did you know? Like, did it come via an email? Do you know him? Does he WhatsApp message? How did this happen?
It was actually a DM.
From like, who? From him?
I have a DM. I can, like, send you a screenshot.
Wow. And it said what?
It just said, hey, I'm throwing one of the biggest videos ever. Would love to have you part of it. Are you free for a call sometime? And then I'm like... You know,
that, did you look at the account like it's the account?
Yeah, you had to, you know, but like the you know that tag the handle is just so clear and so obvious. I'm like, oh damn, it is him. That's and then we just went from there. We got on a call and then was forwarded to his team and then we arranged all the flights, all the
they flew the you things. Guys over.
On a private jet, yes.
What?
Wow.
Mr. Beast is a different level, man. This
what
guy,
do you he, mean?
He flew, so I was in London for the Champions League final, Real Madrid, and it was Dortmund. And then, so I had an activation there, and then every London participant, every London YouTuber that was going to the video was put on one private jet and then flew all the way over to North Carolina.
So he sent Mr. Beast money is
Mr.
Beast just next level. Man.
Yeah, I like to keep going, man. This guy like had a whole hotel booked, like black SUVs picking you up from everywhere, taking you everywhere. This guy had like his own soap at the hotel.
Wait, what? Yeah, Mr. Beast soap?
Mr. Beast soap at the hotel. They had like you walk into the room, there's a box of like every possible thing you might need. They have AirPods with your name engraved on it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't get it, but it's so cool. Wow. Apple TV, if you don't like the hotel TV. And yeah, all in boxes, by the way. A Game Boy.
I love that. You got a Game Boy.
Yeah,
so you're now in a hotel with the top 50 YouTubers in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about the power that those 50 people have, including yourself, Ossie, because you guys can talk to the entire world in what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't know what...
I think they counted 1 billion subscribers in one room.
Oh, like, my gosh.
1 billion subscribers in one room. It was... So basically, you could tell from the... So we were all wearing, like, you know, kind of like the Squid Game.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
And it was basically like last man or woman wins, you know.
And can you say anything? Can you say anything more?
I'm not sure. Because we had to sign a lot of papers.
Okay.
As a lawyer, I feel shy to say I did not read most of it. So basically, it was a very cool video. Last person standing wins $1 million.
Wow.
Gosh.
Yeah, but it was for a good, like, you take the $1 million, you put it towards a good cause. You're not supposed to keep it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Because I think you're not supposed to make people who have money have
more
money.
Yeah, these guys. Ossie's like $1 million. I've got that here in my pocket. What's wrong with you? I mean, from my last video.
I'm not going to say no to it.
That's
like,
what happens. You know, so just talk about the money side of what you guys do. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
He's affording a private jet to go pick up 50 people around the world.
And yeah.
How would he have made... I mean, obviously, he's the number one YouTuber in the world.
Yeah,
he's worth $500 million,
so
apparently.
Is he making that money... Is he making a lot of that money from YouTube itself? Like, if he's got a video out, can you explain just the monetization of how that works?
Of course. So I'm going to try to simplify it as much as possible because it's a very complicated thing. Mm-hmm. So basically, you get paid for viewers wherever they are when they see the ads. So if a viewer is from the US, you're going to get paid more than if the viewer is, say, from Egypt.
Okay. Right.
So basically... So on his, what we call RPM or CPM, it's how much money he gets per 1,000 views, you'd probably talk about like around $10,000 to $15,000 per million views that he's getting. Add to that all his merch, add to that all his Mr. Beast chocolate, add to it the burger stuff, add to it the brand deals in the video, probably anywhere between like $1 million to $1.5 million, $2 million, depending on how big the video is. You know, you do the math, you crunch the numbers, honestly, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, you spend money to make money. Everyone does it. He just does it at a different scale. And I think it bothers people, but it amazes people or shocks people because it's on YouTube. You know, you're used to see it on like a big
TV. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But then when someone does it on YouTube, you're like, what, is he crazy? Is he
there,
you know? As they say, it's crazy until it makes sense, then it's genius.
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think he's got that in him. I know a few people that know him somewhat personally, and they said to me, I don't know if this is true, but both of them said something to me that he's actually just a really... He's just chilled. He's a chilled guy.
Yeah, he's a very, like... He's a guy, you know?
He's
like,
just a guy,
He's just a guy. He's just a kind person. Like, you can tell this guy just wakes up. All he wants to do is make videos on YouTube. He does not care about what car he drives.
Yeah, that's right.
Where he lives. He does not... Yep. Like, he has no care about anything. He just wants to go in, make a video, and then go home. You can't say that about a lot of the other creators that were in the box. They're all very, very, very nice, by the way. A lot of them with huge numbers. KSI, Logan Paul.
Yeah, Logan Paul was there. It's crazy.
Which was actually crazy to me is... These guys are, like Logan Paul, KSI specifically, they're almost billionaires with their Prime stuff. And
they were there.
Yeah, with their stuff. And then somehow, they're still there. They're there for days, for multiple days, playing, participating in this video.
That's what I thought when I saw Logan and KSI in this thing. I was like... Wow, like, you're right. They're
it's crazy.
They're busy boys as well.
They haven't posted a YouTube video in God knows how long, you know, especially Logan. He just does his podcast stuff. Yet they're part of this video. They're there. They're having fun. Like, it's crazy that a lot of them have actually, like, just given the whole week, you know? Okay, if this is going to go for a week, let it go for a week.
And I love that you were representing us here in the Middle East. So well done. We're super proud of you, Ossie, honestly. Ossie Marwa hanging out with us. I got one more thing that I want to do with you. It's a red flag challenge, okay? Oh,
sounds scary.
Okay, yeah, good. I want you to be a little scared, all right?
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Give a big round of applause. Yeah, I love Ossie's been hanging out with us.
I like you coming here.
You guys are so nice. I want to come more often.
Yeah, come
and hang out. Well, it's crazy because I say this all the time before, like influencers, creators, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, there was radio. You know, and radio, this is what we do. We do a podcast every day, you know, and it's like
short podcast.
You know what I mean? Like we do our little thing, and so it's I'm always proud to see creators doing different things, because I think it's just another element of art, and that's what radio is in a form, and that's what you do on YouTube or on social media. It's a type of art.
How
do you come up with these ideas every day? Do you have a team now behind you helping you put this together?
So I have a few people behind me, and I'm very grateful, and their support's super important. Now what we like to do is we just, you know, go on like a random word generator on Google,
okay,
and then we just press and they give us a word, and then we see who can come up with the best idea.
I love
around
that
word.
What a great way of doing
it. Going until we get like the idea that's gonna like, that's it, you know?
That's awesome. I like that.
I think
that.
We steal that.
Yeah, we're going to do that now.
Just see who's going to steal it.
Yeah, we're going to be like, tacos. How many tacos can you fit in your mouth?
We'll do it.
It was the word generator. That's what happened.
There you go.
All right, so we're going to do a red flag test with Aussie.
Yeah.
Now, we've all got red flags in our hands.
Yes, we do.
Nala, can you get behind the mic with Pretty, if you don't mind?
We'll be
you
the same.
You guys do
anyway.
It together. I want Nala involved in this.
Okay. Yeah.
We have the same mind, so we're good.
Yeah.
Because, this is good. Nala's the only single one on the show,
true.
So you're the single female, so we need to... I want you to understand as well what's a red flag for men, because it's important. You know, I think it's important that we all know. It's important for us men to know what red flags for you.
I don't know if I'm a good representative. I don't know about so much pressure.
No pressure. So you've got a little bucket there,
yeah,
and you're going to pull them out. There's the questions.
Okay.
You say it out loud, and then we all judge. All
right, this is about girls. Red flags in girls.
Okay. Red flags in girls for us men.
Yes.
All right. Okay. First one. If she is always on her phone.
Is that a red flag, Aussie? What do you think?
Like social media?
She's always on a phone. You go to dinner, she's on a phone. She's at home on the watch.
I told you I'm not a good representative because I'm always on my phone.
So it's not a red flag
this
for you.
This one's fine, man. Please.
We want a woman that's always on a phone.
Give me a green flag, man. Give me a green flag.
I understand. I'm always on my phone. We're always on.
I say red flag because it annoy me because I'm always on my phone. I don't want them to be on their phone as well.
Okay, fair enough,
fair
Ross.
Enough.
All right, next one. Red flag test. Here we go.
Okay. All right, next one. If she complains too much.
I don't have enough
red flags, bro, for this one. I need to collect all your red flags.
We have to do red flag.
I mean...
Yeah, that's a problem.
So just complaining about anything to everything,
absolutely
right?
Absolutely anything. Mm. It's just like, oh, come on, man. Come on. You know, life is not that bad, you know? Like,
I mean, but it must be hard. Eventually, if you do find love and you are married and you do settle down, someone that has to be... aware of what you do every day. It's not a normal job. You don't just go to the office every day from 9 to 5. That must be hard.
I understand, but like, you know, I was thinking more complaining about like less important things.
Yes,
you know?
That's
like
what I'm thinking.
Like about absolutely
too,
anything. That's just not fun.
All right, fair enough.
You know, you want that peace.
Okay, all right. Let's go again. Red flag. Aussie Matawa with us. You can get him on YouTube, Instagram, or whatever. He's only got about 20 million followers, so yeah.
I can use any extra one.
All right.
If she pays on the first date.
Ah.
Is that a red flag?
Now, hold on. Is she enforcing? Is it like, no, I am paying. I am a woman. I'm going to show you.
It's the paper is not a real person.
I mean,
it just says if she pays.
Chris, I'll take any freedom here. What are you talking about?
Are you saying it's a red flag?
No. I mean, like, depending how, you know, how assertive she is.
Okay,
I'm paying. Then maybe I run the other way.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
I mean,
if it's too much,
if it's free food.
Yeah, if it's free food.
Yeah, how expensive food is now.
Yeah. Sure. No, because I'm just saying, you don't want that first date, and at the end she's like, "Listen here, I am paying. I'm a woman. Yeah. No one ever pays for me. Yeah. Do you want to like, I'm out."
Especially if she sounds like that.
She sounds like Chris.
You told me what I said. Yeah. All right, we'll do two more here. Red flags.
Two more. If she has a bad sense of humor.
What do you like?
Why
you
are we
like,
laughing? There's so many inside jokes.
No,
in this room
I don't know.
You're not a part of
it. It's because, I think we have a bad sense of humor, right? Sort of.
Okay, so you're going to make it about you guys. Okay, fair enough.
So, bad sense of humor. Like, what's that mean again?
Like, it's not funny.
No, I think I can get over that. Okay. I think, you know, like in a life where you have to give and take.
Carl's like, nah.
No, it's I'm a funny guy.
You have got the bad sense of humor on the show.
I need a funny wife to laugh
to
at me.
Off the average of funny in the house.
Yeah. All right, okay, last one. Here last we go. Osimawa, thank you for hanging out with us. Here we go. Let's make it a good one.
Yeah, yeah, make it juicy.
If she has male friends.
Oh.
I'm waving a big red flag.
Get out of here.
Come on. This is a big one.
Come on. No, like.
Again.
She should only have one male friend, and that's myself.
Come on. No, listen. Again, it's hard to it's hard to depict what we're talking about.
Who is my best friend, Chris?
Me.
Exactly.
There are exceptions.
Yeah.
That's the law.
With your work colleagues, anyway.
But that's... No, I understand. I understand if you've been burnt. Well, I've been burnt before.
Ooh.
So... Having a friend of your partner and you've been burnt, next relationship you'd be like, there's no male friends.
Yeah, but that's not like the equation.
Listen, she does not need any male in her life other than me. All she needs to get out of her dad, her brothers, her cousins.
It's the Arab.
I grew up in Canada, I swear.
Ossie, thank you so much for doing what you do, brother. Mabrur, congratulations on everything. Thank you for waving not the red flag, but the green flag for the Middle East and creation. What you do is fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Please come back to Virgin Radio, okay?
I would love to. I would love to. Thank you for having me.
Yay, Ossie!
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Rossi, I'm glad you're back. Thanks, mate. Are you you're a bit upset with me, are you?
What happened, guys?
Well, I just need to go to the bathroom, but yes, I am upset with you.
Mm. What happened? Because I just went to the bathroom 2 minutes. I come back and Chris, you're missing.
He's annoying during interviews. You get this as well.
Tell me.
Like when I'm doing an interview, I'll ask a question and then he like looks at me like, why are you asking that question? And then he said something about you haven't done your research. Like, he embarrasses me in front of the guest.
I understand.
But, like, you know when you ask a question as well, he's like, looks at you like, rolls his eyes.
Never.
You roll your eyes a lot.
No. You do.
And I'm like, you put me off.
Okay, next guest coming in, which is coming in 10, I'm going to say nothing then.
It's not
I'm going to let you guys
do
it. Now, let me explain what happened here.
Because
you guys... It's amateurs. Ossie.
Been doing radio the same amount of time
amateurs?
As you.
Yeah,
let me explain something right now. Ossie Marwa in studio, the Middle East's largest like content creator, 20 million followers, here with us in the studio. Two things happen. Number one, Rossi disappears for the beginning part of the interview. You weren't even here for it.
No. When the song got played between part one and part two, I ran to the toilet.
And then you missed the beginning.
I've got the runs.
And we apologize. We had to apologize to Ossie. He even said, where's Rossi
going? Did he say that?
Yeah, and we said, sorry. It was so disrespectful to our guests.
Why is it disrespectful? I tell you what, if I sat in this chair and stayed and didn't go to the toilet, that would be disrespectful. Because that was the situation in there.
Gotta love him.
But I don't know what's wrong with me. This is why I'm telling you there's something wrong with me. It's hard to explain
to the guests where it's like we're doing a radio show where you're part of and then you're just not there for the first. Anyway,
that's part one.
That was part one. The second part was you ask him a question about like how good Will Smith is and how they did the movie release of Bad Boys. He was working alongside Will Smith. They did a collaboration together. He was on the private jet with Will Smith. The way that you asked the question, because you had no idea about that. All I said was,
"Do your research."
It's not cool. I don't think
that the way I asked it was that bad.
Have we got the audio? Can we play some of those?
Of course, he has.
Let's have a listen.
Did you see loads of influencers were invited by Will Smith for the
bump? It's bad.
Also, you've called him an influencer. I don't think Ossie would have appreciated that.
No, he
I think
said it's fine.
Okay, that's fine. But he's a creator and he's one of the best in the region, right?
No.
Let's just hear the question. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did you see loads of influencers were invited by Will Smith for the Bad Boys premiere?
Yeah, I was on the private jet.
Are you there?
So there was the premiere.
Sorry, Rossi, he doesn't do research. Yeah. He doesn't look into research.
There was the premiere on day one.
Rossi.
Day two was actually a private jet.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Sorry, it was a private jet from Dubai to Riyadh.
You were
where
there.
We watched
it's embarrassing. That's embarrassing for the show.
Rossi.
It's not on the sheet for starters, so whoever's done that, I need to have a word with you.
No, but Rossi, the problem was you said, did you see there were influencers on the plane? he's the influencer. There were only three.
Yeah, there's three people on the plane. He was
so
the main
like,
one.
That's why.
He was the main one.
I wanted to lead him into the question.
That's a lie.
I wanted, you know, he's a modest guy.
I will say to Chris's credit, the way you said you made it jokey.
I make a joke.
You made it good. I'm
trying to joke about it.
You did a good job.
I'm trying to joke. It's like when your little kid does something. Yeah, and you're like, ha. I mean,
good save.
Did you see loads of influencers were invited by Will Smith?
Did you see loads of influencers? There was only three and he was the main one.
Yeah.
For the Bad Boys.
Pretty bad.
I was actually on the private jet.
Are you there?
And he's so nice. He's like, I was actually on the... That was me, Rossi.
Yeah. There was the private... Wow. So there was the premiere.
Sorry, Rossi, he doesn't do research. Yeah. He doesn't look into research.
He laughed. I think, Chris, in that situation, I think you did a good job
Rossi
there.
Rossi was looking at me like I'm like, sorry, man, like... Yeah, he's my kid. You know, like that's what it was like going with. Hi, John. What's up, John?
I think he should be allowed to take a dump. Like, that's a very natural thing to do. Okay, we'll leave it
there. Virgin Radio. Here on the Chris Fade Show, he is declared the national crush of India. Please welcome the man. He's in the studio right now. Taha Shah's with us.
All right, let's do this. Thank you, Virgin 104.4.
Yes. Welcome. So, Pretty has educated me on what's been happening in your life over the last few months, and what an extraordinary ride. You were born in the UAE, which is fantastic, right?
Yeah, I was born in Abu Dhabi. There was only one hospital at that time called the Cornish Hospital.
Cornish,
and that's exactly where I was born.
The only hospital in Abu Dhabi, and that's where you were born. I love that.
Exactly. And the only hospital where childbirth was happening. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then you were, obviously born in the UAE, born in Abu Dhabi, and then you moved, into Sharjah? Did you go to Sharjah school?
I actually shifted off to Sharjah Shurfath. And
I
was a Troy Fat Boy. Where are you?
I grew up in Australia.
Oh, you grew
up in Australia. But I know a lot of Troy Fat Boys that grew up here, right? Troy Fat, yeah.
They're your friends.
Yeah, I got a lot of them.
Man, they're incredible, man.
Yeah, I know. It's true. I think back in the day, before the UAE's, what is the UAE today? Troy Fat really held a lot of the guys that are very successful now in this country and externally went to Troy Fat.
And the good-looking ones as well, it seems.
I'll take that.
So then did you move out of the UAE? You went to India?
Yeah, about 14, 15 years ago. 2010 is when I stepped into India for the first time.
And have you always acted? Is this what you've...
No, I mean, come on. There was nothing over here. I'm Shurfath, you don't act in Shurfath. You get bullied in Shurfath.
So when did the acting come about? Because obviously with what you're doing now with Netflix is amazing, and we'll get to that. But when did the acting happen?
I think it was something... There's the music.
Yeah.
That's your music. Right. Cool. That's your show. There's a show on Netflix. You should watch it. It's called
Thank you.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah. You know about this character called Tazdar?
Yeah, he's great.
Fantastic.
So when did this acting come about, and then you knew that you wanted to take this seriously?
I think I started modeling. I was doing business over here for a couple of years. I dropped out of university. I was doing business, and then I had this small little inclination towards modeling. So I used to get many jobs, one every 7-8 months. Right.
I tried it. I got one in 4 years. So don't worry.
Good looking guy.
Yeah, come on, mate. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. So okay, the modeling thing wasn't going the way.
It wasn't really. I didn't know what modeling was. I just somebody said I was good looking. So I'm like, all right, let's give it a go. Right. So I did a lot of stuff over there, and then finally, after the financial crisis, I decided that I can't deal in money. Right, money is not my thing. Right, so I wanted to invest in myself, because no matter the financial crisis, nobody can take the skills that I have internally.
Good.
Right, so that's when I decided that I'm gonna join New York Film Academy, and it was really just a dream. But my mom, she's the one who actually took initiative by actually pulling me out of my room, putting me in the car, driving me from Sharjah to Abu Dhabi, getting me into school, paying the fees, and just like, and saying like, you're starting from day after tomorrow. And I was in my pajamas, bro. And I didn't have no bag. I had no nothing. And she was like, you know what? Day after tomorrow, you're going to start. And then finally in my life, for the first time, I felt like I belong. I belong here. I never felt like I belonged anywhere else. But in film school, it was like my hub, my hood.
That's awesome, man. Love that. Yeah. What a great story. And now you're part of one of the biggest shows that's running on Netflix right now, right?
Come on, say it, Chris.
Hiramundi, the Diamond Bazaar.
Good job, Chris.
There we go. Right.
And you have become, I mean, you obviously a great actor, but you've become the heartthrob on this series as well. Like, there's a few girls around the office when we found out that you were coming, they were getting excited.
I'm glad. Did you get excited?
I was totally excited.
We just feel a bit threatened.
I show
them all the TikTok edits that people do of you. I show them all the TikTok edits.
I'll give you my look soon. I'll show you how to do
it. I'm going to take the nose thing from you.
Hold on. Do you mean the piercing or the size of the nose?
I've already got a big nose.
Yeah,
piercing.
I'm going to take the piercing.
So, let's talk about the show, Pretty. You've loved it. You've been watching it, right?
Yeah, so when it was announced that Sanjay Leela Bhansali, he is like probably the greatest director.
Like a Spielberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, the Spielberg of India for sure.
Like whatever he creates is just magic. Magic on screen, and he creates stars. That's what he does. That's what he's known for. Yes. So when it was announced that he was going to do his first ever series, oh my gosh, you don't understand. Everyone was just waiting and waiting and waiting because the cast of the show is enormous. Like, he has some really big names in there that are like legends from the industry.
Okay.
So when it dropped, I think most of us watched it in one weekend. Just like that, just ate it up, the set, the design. So if you don't know, Hiramandi is set pre-partition India, and it centers around women who are entertainers. That's, we're just gonna leave it at that. Women who are entertainers, and you know, they're located in this Diamond Bazaar district, and it's coming up to the independence
Ross
era.
Ross and I want to go.
Yes, you would have loved to gone there. You would have loved to go there.
I don't think I'll be welcome at that time, would I?
Definitely not.
You've got a Diamond Bazaar happening on your ears.
Get in there. Come on. So this storyline is deep somewhat as well, right?
Yes, there's a lot of storylines. There's a love story, of course, which we love, that involves you, and then, you know, all of that.
We can't do anything without a love story in
between. Of course.
We love love stories.
So, now you've been in this industry now, and then you get the call that you could be a part of Sanjay Leela Bhansali's next project.
Right.
How does that even happen?
No, it doesn't work like that. Nobody gets a call.
Yeah.
What happens?
We make the calls, right? And we beg and we plead. So the way I got this was that I landed a role for, I chased the casting director down. I literally chased her down.
Good on you.
And after 15 months, she gave me one audition for a 3-day role. I said, you know what, I'll do it. I signed on the contract, and about 3 weeks later, I get a call from his office. He's like, Bhansali sir wants to meet you. And I'm like, all right, let's go. So I meet him, and I didn't expect what he's going to say next. You know what? He's like, he asked me what I've done. He said, you know, nobody knows you, but you've done a lot of work. I said, well thanks.
Thank I'm memorable.
Thank you. So then he's like, you know what? I'm gonna increase your role. So he increased my role from Zakir's character to Balraj's character.
Oh.
Yeah. So then I got Balraj's character. I did the look test for that, which was a 30-day role. It was a revolutionary character. And I was very happy because that never happens, right? I've always been like taken out, or I've been replaced or whatever, but this was a big deal. So I got Balraj's character. I was going to sign that contract 2 weeks later, and then I get a call back, and they're like, I'm sorry, but sir kind of changed his mind. And I'm like, oh man, he's throwing me out for sure this time, right? So I go up to him, and without him even saying anything, I literally just start pleading, and I start begging, and I'm like, sir, look, this is a big opportunity for me. I cannot lose on this, please.
Yeah.
Nobody's giving me a chance. Don't do this to me. And he's like, you know what, just have a seat. So I'm like, all right. So I have a seat, and he's like, you know, I saw your look test, and there's something in your eyes, and I want you for the lead of my show.
Whoa. Oh my God.
Wow. Huge deal.
Yeah. I love that story.
Yeah.
And I love that you're telling the story. Because you could just be arrogant and come in here and be like, yeah, I got the lead. But the fact that you showed that you were really wanting it, that you chased the casting director,
didn't give up,
shows that there's opportunities. Like, if you chase them,
you got to do it, man. You got to hustle, man. Nobody's willing to give you a chance. You got to put yourself out there. And I was willing to do a 3-day role. I'm very happy to do a 3-day role, to be very honest.
Yeah, right? Man.
Because I've heard a lot of stories, not only here but also back, I mean, in the US, where people have done one scene and then their careers blew up because people started picking them up. They're like, who's this guy in this scene? So I'm like, one scene can change your life.
Yeah,
right.
You know, but you really got to believe in both the talent, your craft, and yourself. And then, well, of course, the director's anyway great, like she just told.
Yeah. So when Sanjay was actually telling you that we want to make you the lead, that moment, do you, I mean, what were those feels?
No, nothing. There was no feels. I was like, I was blank. I swear to God, I thought he was pulling my leg.
Yeah.
I was very skeptical about it, you know. I was like looking at him and he's like, you don't want it. I said, I don't know what you're saying.
Did you just say the lead role?
Wow.
That's so cool. Yeah, can I ask one question? Yeah. Was there a lead role or was someone already? Yes. Oh.
Who was it?
No, I can't tell you.
No. Oh. Is it someone we know?
No, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so, no.
Did he play another role in the show?
I think they wanted him to, but then I think he might be coming in the second season.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right, this is so cool. Taha Shah is hanging out with us. It's on Netflix. It's called Hiramundi, The Diamond Bazaar.
Which is what it translates to.
Oh, okay, so Hiramundi means Hira, the diamond.
Hira is diamond.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you're
Mundi means bazaar.
Yeah.
Okay, so Hiramundi, it's out on Netflix globally. It is doing so, so well. Go check out Taha and what he does. I've only seen short scenes, which pretty showed me this morning. Right. Obviously, good-looking guy. You're remarkable. Up next, though.
He did say one scene can change your life, Chris.
We're about to do a scene together, you and I.
All right.
Are you ready?
Forward, Chris. Let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, let's go. All right. I've got to get some tips from you during this song. In studio, check it out on Netflix. It's the series Hiramundi. We've got the star, the lead actor. We found out how he just did it all, which I love. Taha Shah is hanging out with us. Another round of applause.
Thank you.
Proud of you, brother. You. And we look forward to seeing more of you on the big screen, the small screen, any screen, really.
Thank you.
8 episodes in series number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What are we doing now? Is there anything else that you can tell us?
Season number 2 is about to begin.
Okay.
There, it's in the writing process right now. So we're just looking forward to surprises, man.
Okay.
I mean, they surprise me all the time.
Okay. So, okay. But we should be seeing you more.
You know what the biggest surprise was?
What?
That I never got the script. We never got the script.
What do you mean?
How did you film the show?
So when he confirmed me, he's like, he made me wait for 3 months, by the way, after that, right? He made me wait for 3 months without giving me a call.
Well, that would have hurt.
And I had 3 other projects in hand, getting good money.
So I had to, just on a feeling,
I just said no to all of them. And I'm like, you know what? Doesn't matter. I don't need all of this. Just in case he calls me.
Now, this guy that we're talking about is Sanjay
Leela,
who is like the Spielberg of the movie scene, right?
Yeah, he's like Spielberg, Wes Anderson, all mixed together.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, he's incredible.
He's epic.
Right?
And so when he tells you that he's going to give you the lead role, you're just going to wait. You're going to sit patiently and wait and just see. Just from a different perspective, how's the family? Like, because your family must be so proud. Their boy is there. They've done it.
No, man, it's like I've always said, it's 10% my hard work, 90% my mom.
Okay.
All right, my mom, without my mom, without her support, it's a difficult industry to be in. Mumbai is a very expensive city, I'm sure you know that, and it's not easy to survive there, especially if you want to be a lead character. I mean, you can be any character, you can work in TV, you can work here and there, but if you want to be the lead, you got to wait, right? You got to choose the right projects because everybody looks at your past. What have you done? You know, your career trajectory. So I believe that everything would be possible. It would not be possible if my mother did not tell me to hold on, and believe in me. Her and my friend Tushar, I think they are the two main supporters of mine who have all, because, you know, as an actor, I get frustrated that I don't have any job and I'm constantly unemployed, right?
Oh, yeah. That must be a hard thing to be an actor, because you're right. You never know where your next job's going to be.
You don't.
And you got to make the cash between it because you got to sustain a life, right?
And the fact that I was about to do reality TV.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, I was doing that, man. No. I was going to do Big Boss. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, and then they stopped me. They're like, no, don't do it, man, because then your career is not going to go the way that you want it to go.
Yeah.
So, Chris,
anyone that does reality TV,
He has a reality TV show.
You're
on Netflix.
I was on a Netflix reality TV show called Dubai Bling.
Dubai Bling? Yeah. No wonder. I understand why they cast you.
You know, you guys, they should have called it Dubai Hira.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
That's
Dubai
that's
Diamond?
It. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm learning. Hiramundi! Hiramundi! All right, well, Taha Shah is with us again. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you here in the studio. Now, before you go, Pretty, you've set up a scene.
Okay, so we're going to hear the scene, actually. So this is from the show where you... why am I telling you? You already know what you've done. Good, but anyways, Taha, your character, if you didn't know Tajdar...
Tell me.
His character, Tajdar, meets Alamzeb, the love of his life, at a party. Oh. And they're having this interaction. And it's very sweet, and it's very flirty.
Oh.
And it's very cute. Now, obviously, Taha, you're going to play yourself, Tajdar.
Thank you.
Chris, you're going to play
Alamzeb. The love of my life.
Oh,
you're going to play love of my life, Chris.
This is a dream come true, brother. This is a dream come true.
Should we have a listen to the scene first?
Yeah, sure. What's wrong, Ross?
What am I doing?
Nothing.
I was
in a movie with Shah Rukh Khan.
Well, let's just say if anyone should be in this scene, it should be me, but I'm giving up the crown to Chris.
Thanks, pretty. I appreciate it.
Let's
have a listen to the scene on Netflix. You can hear and watch this fully. Here we go. The scene.
Mohtarma ittefaq ne hamari teesri mulaqat hai. Lekin ab tak hum ek dusre ka naam tak nahi jante.
हम तो आपका नाम जानते हैं
तो बताइए हमारा नाम क्या है
Christy Weird.
What a great voice.
Yeah, you got a good voice. I was admiring his voice, actually.
जो नाम दिल पे लिखना था आपने हथेली पे लिख दिया
हथेली पे लिखने से नाम तकदीर बन जाती है
तो आपका नाम बताइए हम दोनों हथेली पे लिख लेते हैं माथे पे लिख लेते हैं सीने पे लिख लेते हैं
Excuse me, ma'am.
Oh, you can say, excuse me, ma'am, at the end.
Yeah.
Okay?
Can I do that bit?
Yeah, okay. At the end, you say, excuse me, ma'am.
Okay.
Your cast.
Thank you very much.
That's Ross.
Yes.
Okay. Chris is now opening up his hair to get his character.
It's very dirty. It's very dirty.
When was the last time you washed that?
Like a week ago.
Alamzeb is here.
Okay.
Alamzeb is still pretty.
Thank you.
With a beard.
All right, so I'll play the music in the background. Is it this one?
But there'll be words. Just play music? Very lightly, very
okay,
lightly.
Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna add some ambiance here. Here we are on scene. I'm excited to do this. This is an honor, by the way. Right, thank you. What do you guys do? I don't know how to act, but hopefully let's see how we go. Bit of ambiance.
No, I think it's fine.
And
party scene. Okay, I'm gonna call. I'm the director here.
Sure.
And we're ready for take one, scene one, action.
Mohtarma ittefaq se hamari teesri mulaqat.
हाँ
लेकिन अब तक हम एक दूसरे का नाम तक नहीं जानते
हम तो आपका नाम जानते हैं
तो बताइए हमारा नाम क्या है
Look at his face.
I'm getting into character, man.
Taj, जो नाम दिल पे लिखना था आपने हथेली पे लिख दिया
हथले पे लिखने से नाम तकदीर बन जाती है
तो आपका नाम बताइए हम दोनों हथेली पे लिख लेते हैं माथे पे लिख लेते हैं सीने पे लिख लेते
हैं
Excuse me, ma'am.
The one line you had, you forgot it, man.
No, I haven't even got a sheet. Trying to remember it.
How was that? Now you've had there's been a lot of highs in your career recently.
Right.
Are we at the bottom right now with that scene with me?
No, this is a different graph altogether.
It's as good as reality TV, I think. Yeah.
That's right. Taha Shah in the studio. Go and check it out on Netflix. Hero Monday, you're an absolute legend, brother. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. You're the legend, my man.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.